the strong black woman. While struggling with the reality of being a human instead of being a myth, the strong black woman passed away. While struggling with the reality of being a human instead of being a myth, the strong black woman passed away. Medical sources say she died of natural causes, but those who knew her know she died from being silent when she should have been screaming. Those who knew her know that she died from smiling when she should have been raging. Those who knew her know that she died from being sick and not wanting anyone to know because her pain might inconvenience them. She died from an overdose of other people clinging to her when she didn't even have enough energy for herself. The strong black woman is dead. She died from loving men who didn't love themselves and could only offer her a crippled reflection. She died from raising children alone. She died from the lies her grandmother told her mother and her mother told her about life, men, and racism. She died from secrets she kept, trying to burn away instead of allowing herself the kind of nervous breakdown she was entitled to. She died from being responsible because she was the last rung on the ladder and there was no one under her she could dump on. The strong black woman is dead. She died from being dragged down and set upon by unevolved women posing as sisters and sisters and sisters. She died from being dragged down and set upon by unevolved women posing as friends. She died from tolerating Mr. Pitiful just to have a man around the house. She died from sacrificing herself for everybody and everything when what she really wanted to do was be a singer, a dancer, or some magnificent other. She died from lies of omission because she didn't want to bring the black man down. She died from myths that would not allow her to show weakness without being chastised by the lazy and hazy. The strong black woman is dead. She died from hiding her real feelings until they became hard and bitter enough to invade her womb and breast like angry tumors. She died from never being enough of what men wanted or being too much for the men she wanted. She died from being too black, and she died again for not being too black and not for being herself. She died from never being enough of what black men wanted. She died from never being enough of what men wanted or being too much for the men she wanted. She died from being too black and died again for not being black enough. The black woman is dead. She died from being misinformed about her mind, her body, and the extent of her royal capabilities. And sometimes when she refused to die, when she just refused to give in, she was killed. She carried the family in her belly. She carried the community on her head. And she carried the race on her back. The black woman, the strong black woman, is dead. Or is she? While struggling with the reality of being a human instead of a myth, the strong black woman passed away. Medical sources say she died of natural causes, but those who knew her know she died from being silent when she should have been screaming. Those who knew her know that she died for smiling when she should have been raging. Those who knew her know that she died from being sick and not wanting anyone to know because her pain might inconvenience them. She died from an overdose of other people clinging to her when she didn't even have enough energy for herself. The strong black woman is dead. Or is she the strong black woman?